Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 26th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's market and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 162 points today, 1.4%. It closed at 11,869. Boeing stock up 4.5% today after a strong profits report. Germany's parliament voted to give their leader the ability to boost the power of the European Financial Rescue Fund, with no definitive word yet from the EU summit on that subject. It's still in progress. MF Global's an investment bank with $6 billion exposure to vulnerable European government bonds. Its shares fell 8.6% today. S&P 500 up 12.1%, NASDAQ up 12 points, not quite 0.5%, and the 10-year bond yield up to 2.1%. You know how a game of European soccer can end in a nil-nil tie? Big Sturm und Drang on the field, then no outcome? Is it possible the latest European Union summit will end without a definitive resolution of the spreading euro crisis? There was supposed to be some kind of shock-and-awe strategy in place by tonight to vaccinate the global economy against debt contagion. Jennifer McCowan, senior European economist at Capital Economics in London, is not expecting to be awed tonight.
It's pretty clear, I think, just that there's a lot of red tape here, that Merkel had to have a meeting with the lower house of parliament even to agree that she could go to this summit. So I think it's very clear that there's a great deal of bureaucracy to get through, that all of this is going to take a very long time and that we can't expect them to come up with a solution overnight. And indeed, the solution probably won't come quickly enough to prevent the eurozone from falling apart.
From falling apart. I mean, that's how high the stakes are if they don't get this right.
Yes, yeah, I think that's right. We're seeing more and more domestic political problems in Italy most recently, but also in Germany and Spain and Ireland. So it's becoming very clear that this is affecting domestic politics, that governments could fall over this. And I think once that starts to happen, then it's going to become more and more difficult to keep the eurozone together, and that it's going to fall apart to some extent. Now, that might just be Greece or other smaller economies leaving, or it might eventually mean that Germany itself has to leave.
Which is a whole other cataclysm that perhaps even the German people haven't fully thought through.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that some German people have thought it through. Perhaps what they're thinking of more is that you end up with some core eurozone, perhaps with just five or six economies, which might suit Germany better and be better aligned with Germany's way of doing things.
Jennifer, I'm not hearing in your voice that you think the eurozone crisis will be over by the end of October. That doesn't sound like where we're headed.
No, absolutely not, and probably not even by the end of next year.
Jennifer McCowan at Capital Economics, speaking from London. And a couple of bright spots. In fact, one I'll focus on for today in the economy. Orders for expensive, long-lasting things, durable goods, went up more than expected in September. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. College tuition bills will soon start showing up for next semester, and they'll be enough to get the pulse racing. College Board said today tuition at private four-year schools went up well above inflation, 4.5% this academic year. So the kid can go to state school, you say. The College Board says tuition at public colleges and universities, while still much cheaper, went up 8.3% for in-state students, 5.7% for the out-of-staters. Beginning tomorrow, colleges across the country will have to put calculators on their websites that show the full cost, tuition, room and board, and typical financial aid. More on college prices and how we're tracking the pulse of the economy, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio on APM, American Public Media.